Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Legacy is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. Many of you have gotten to hear her newest mixtape, 18 Months. It's how I first heard of her. We're going to talk to her not only about the music from that project, but also for those who haven't had a chance to listen, we'll be listening to Teen Spirit from the project as well. Legacy, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
What's up? Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. Congratulations to you on the mixtape, 18 Months. As I said, that was how I first was introduced to you, but it is definitely not your first project. You've been able to provide music for your fans and definitely seen the way they responded to it, Legacy. What has it been like for you to not only do something that you love, but then to see the way that people are loving it too?
Man, it's just really rewarding. There's been a lot of ups and downs. I've been doing this for a long time, and I mean, just hearing the things that you say, the things that fans say, is worth way more than any album sales or charts or anything. It's just extremely rewarding.
Yeah. Well, Legacy, I have to say this. When I was first introduced to you, which was through social media, through Twitter, we'll get into that a little bit later and how you've been able to really engage your fans there. What I love about 18 Months, and I'm sure you've heard this a lot already, is that it is so diverse in its sound. You're able to kind of, I think, tap into, you know, your inner creativity with each and every track. Was that your goal going into this project?
That's awesome because I actually haven't heard that before, but that means a lot that you would say that because, yeah, that is my goal. I mean, it, you never know what kind of song I'm going to make. It really just depends on how I feel that day. And, I mean, I love hip-hop, but I'm also a fan of rock and blues and country, and so I like to incorporate. And I love old-school hip-hop, so there's a lot of things I like to incorporate. I mean, I might one day try to make just a really hardcore fast rapping song, and then the next day I might be on some R&B. Can I cuss?
Yeah, there's a delay, so yeah, you can go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try not to. I almost flipped one out, but you never know what kind of stuff I'm going to make. It just depends how I'm feeling that day. Sometimes I write really good songs when I'm really pissed off. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I seem to get extremely creative when things are going really bad in my life. And so, like I said, there's ups and downs, but it's a good outlet for me, you know, to get rid of my anger.
Right, yeah. Right. And I should say it's a safe way, too, Legacy, for you to get rid of your anger as well, which leads us into this question. I'm always fascinated about where it all begins because I think for anybody who's creative, and maybe Legacy for them, maybe it's not music, maybe it might be writing or whatever their gift might be. I think everything stems from something. What was it, do you think, about music that spoke to you that made you say, this was something that I want to do?
Oh, that's easy. I was good at it. Like, I just picked it up when I was a kid. We had a piano in our house, and I taught myself how to play piano when I was, like, in grade school. I mean, probably maybe third or fourth grade, never had a lesson in my life. And every day I couldn't wait to get home from school to get on the piano. And then we started learning about poetry in school. And I can remember in sixth grade writing long, long poems, like intense, deep, dark poems. In fact, my mom had found my poetry book, and she threw it away because I was talking about some really crazy dark stuff. And I was,
right.
It was just me being creative, but it kind of freaked her out. So, and then I guess when I got a little bit older, I started listening to hip-hop about ninth grade. And so then I started making mixes, doing dances at our church, and I was in the choir, in the band. So, and I was always first chair in clarinet. Like, I loved anything that had to do with music. And I was a little thug, but I was still a band geek and in the choir. And then when I started figuring out how to, you know, that you could mix music and poetry together, it was a wrap, literally.
Yeah, wow. and the rest, as they say, is history. You know, that's really interesting, Legacy, because I think even when I was prepping for the segment with you, you know, I mentioned, of course, how, you know, you're able to kind of switch things up with each and every track on 18 Months. It looks like even, you know, when people go to your Twitter page, just looking at, you know, your photos on Twitter, that this is just who you are. Do you think that music, the reason, one of the things that really gets people is that you're able to be yourself and that that's what people are feeling, the authenticity that's there?
Oh, man, that's so awesome that you say that, because that's one thing I've really grown to be okay with as myself, because I was with a label, and it was like everything they wanted me to do was things that weren't myself. And
right.
Now I've just been doing my own thing, and people have been responding. People have always responded to me when I'm just me. I'm not listening to what people tell me. I'm talking to you like you're one of my friends. I talk to my fans like I know them because they know me. You know what I mean? And so we have to have something in common. If you feel my music, then we obviously can relate to each other about things. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, I think that connection is so important, and your fans, as you mentioned, and we're going to talk more about that, I think they definitely feel it too. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to recording artist Legacy. She's making her first appearance on our program today. We're talking to her not only about her newest mixtape, 18 Months. We'll be telling you how you can listen to it and get it a little bit later, but we also are talking about this experience for her, what it's been like for her to be able to do what she loves, that is, create music, and then, of course, to see the way that people are responding. And you've been able to do it in various ways. You're on social media like all of us are, Legacy, today. But then, of course, you have these videos. And, you know, one of the videos that I watched when I was prepping for this with you, you know, was the one Better Late Than Never. And you had shared that was the one I had seen on Twitter, was able to go to YouTube and to be able to watch. I mean, thousands of people have, you know, been able to go and watch these videos. I mean, on one of them, I can't say the name for our radio listeners, but our online listeners can check it out. You have over 70,000, you know, views on one, 90,000 on another. When you see those numbers, when you see the way that people are not only, you know, viewing these videos but sharing these videos, does that make you feel as though, you know, you are on the right track in what you're doing today?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's, I mean, sometimes it's kind of hard because I actually have to go look at those numbers sometimes to remind myself, because I live by myself. So it's not like I have 70,000 people calling me or at my house. I'm here by myself in the studio by myself trying to get motivated. So I got to go out there and see, like, is anybody even checking for me? I mean, is this even something I should be doing? And so when I see that, I'm like, okay, definitely people want to see what I'm doing. In fact,
right.
The reason that mixtape is called 18 Months, this is a perfect time to talk about this. And
sure.
This is awesome. Like, this probably is going to be like a historical interview, because I haven't done an interview in a while. And that's because the label I was on, I got signed in this icky, icky contract that lasted for 3 years. I should have never signed it, but I got excited. I was getting a little fame, and I got excited, and MGK was on the label, Machine Gun Kelly, so I was like, and he was one of my favorite rappers at the time, so I signed it, and the contract, well, we fell out bad. I put out an album through them, and I'm not even going to say the name of the album, because I don't get any money off of it. They never gave me a cent off of any of the album sales. It was like number 6. It even got up to number 1 on Amazon for like 3 weeks, and they
wow.
didn't give me a dollar. A dollar, not $1, not one penny from that album. So we fell out something terrible, and I was like, fuck, oh, I'm so sorry. I was like,
no,
that's
it's okay.
music.
It's
I'm
okay.
Not, you know, I was like, I'm not even going to do this anymore. It's not even worth it. I was so discouraged. And then seeing people around me that I was competing with getting bigger than I was, it was so frustrating. Then I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put out a mixtape called 18 Months, because I had 18 months left on the contract. I'm actually still in contract right now. And that's the only reason I haven't put out an album, because if I'm putting out an album, then they're going to get all the money off of it. I'm going to owe them money off of it because I'm in that messed up contract. And they're not eating any more off of me, no more off of me. So I put out a free mixtape called 18 Months. That's how long you got to wait, 18 months, so I put out my new album, which will be in October, this October. And
wow.
So the album is going to be called Rawfully Yours. And the reason I called it that, and it's interesting that you're talking about me being myself and whatnot, is because I've always had people trying to control what I'm doing, influencing what I'm doing, trying to put me with this genre or this group. On this album, I have so many stories to tell. I mean, my life is crazy, crazy, crazy. My life is insane. And I've for so long tried to hide things about myself that I didn't want people to know. Like, for example, I used to be a prostitute. Nobody knows that about me. I was a prostitute for 12 years. On this next album, I talk about that. Music and God, they got me out of that life. But I have all these stories that I can tell from things that you would only see in a movie or hear about that I've lived through. And everybody that I did that with, that I grew up with, are now strung out on drugs, in prison, dead. They got a pimp. Something horrible has happened to them. And I feel like I'm the only one that I know that has overcome these things that I've overcome. And God put me here for a reason. I have a story to tell, and I feel like I can influence a lot of people's lives. So on this next album, I'm not going to be worried about people finding out about my past. I want people to hear about my past so I can show you how I overcame it, that there is hope if you've been through this crazy life. So anyway, it's called Raffles Yours, and I cannot wait. The songs that I'm working on right now, just thinking about them, I get goosebumps. When y'all hear them, it's going to put 18 months is my stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love that album. I love that mixtape. But this stuff is like, you're really going to get into the core of who I am, why I am the way I am, and what I've overcome in life. So, yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. And, you know, Legacy, you bring up a really good point that I want to talk about. I want to kind of reset for those who are just tuning in. You're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Legacy. We're talking to her not only about her mixtape that's out now 18 months, but if you're just coming in, she just shared with us where the title of the mixtape comes from. You can always go back and listen to the replay. We'll tell you how to do that a little bit later. But, Legacy, you said something about sharing your story, and this is why we love doing this show here, because I have always found, regardless of who I'm talking to, I always have a listener later say, that person is telling my story. Is that one of the things that you have heard from your fans, that, you know, when they hear your music, it's almost as if you are talking about them? Is that part of that connection that you love about how your music is touching other people?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I love to hear that. And I love to be inspirational to people, because I have a lot of brothers and sisters, and I have one older sister, but I have four younger brothers and sisters, and I've always kind of been like the leader of my siblings, and I think by nature I'm a leader, and I love to lead people in a positive direction and inspiring, and just there's always hope, there's always something better for you, you know what I mean? And so to be able to put that out in my music and someone else to be able to relate to that, I'm like, man, that song got me through this day. That's what we do it for. That's what we do it for.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, that leads us to the single Teen Spirit. Now, I'm a big Nirvana fan, Legacy, I have to tell you. So when I first heard this song, I was sitting in Subway where I have breakfast every morning during the week, and I was listening to the mixtape. It came to Teen Spirit, and I was like, when I first saw the title, I was like, okay, could it be part of, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit? So I started listening to it. What you've done with this song, you have really owned this. You've really owned it and made it something so different. How did you come up with the idea to do Teen Spirit?
Man, I just started messing around with it. Well, that's one of my favorite songs of all time. And I started to remake that song a couple years ago, and it wasn't working because I was actually going to kind of do it like rock. And I just wasn't feeling it. I'm like, man, this is not working how I want it to work. I'm just going to put it on the back burner until I feel how I want to do it. And then we thought about doing an acoustic version of it with just piano. And, I mean, there's no drums or anything on it. And it just came to me the way, I guess, I'm going to tell you why. I heard it on the radio. I was driving around. I heard it on the radio last summer, and it just popped in my head, like, what the song really meant. And I was like, man, I finally actually get what this song is about. And
yeah.
You know, I'm really, on that song, I'm really talking about the music industry because, like, I said, especially on that one part, it said, I want to be picking up a ringing phone, but nobody's calling. Nobody. You know, it's like I'm saying, like, you do all these things and you want people to really feel them, but when you're not connected to them, and especially, like, I've raised a daughter, so that's helped me. I'm not going to say it's held me back. I chose being a parent over being a huge artist. That was a decision I made a long time ago. I wanted my daughter to have a balanced life. And, but she's grown now, so there's a lot of things that I can do, but I haven't been able to just really put myself out there like I wanted to. I did when she was really little, and a lot of stuff started happening to her at school it was just fame is not I don't think it's really good for kids, especially when they're not the ones that is wanting it. You know what I mean? It's a burden if you're not for it. And so I just started really laying low and focusing on raising her balanced. And I mean, I couldn't ask for a more perfect daughter. And I'm so proud of us both, you know, for getting where we've come. But at the same time, it's like I still have this in the back of my – I have this in my heart all the time that, oh, music, I've got to do music and I've got to put it out there. And I just need people to listen to what I'm saying because it's so deep. It eats at 24 hours a day. Like, I just got so many stories to tell.
Wow. Well, you know what? Thank goodness for Music Legacy and for the opportunity to be able to do just that through it. For those who have not heard it, here is Teen Spirit from Legacy's mixtape, 18 Months. We'll be back in just a moment with more Conversations Live.
Load your gun, bring your friends, fun to lose, fun to pretend, make believe, it's better than no contact when it ends. Yes, baby, try this, I wanna show you a loaded gun. Yes, baby, take this, sink into oblivion. Hello, 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 how long? Hello, 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 how long?
Talking to Legacy, not only about the mixtape, but also about this journey in music that she's been able to go on and, of course, take us along for the ride with. Legacy, I want to talk about keeping grounded. The last half hour, we spoke to Jose Sanchez from the show on BET The Game, and I was asking him about success and how he was able to stay true to himself. And he said for him, it's really understanding that what he's been given is a gift and that just as it was given to him, it could be easily taken away. You mentioned before we heard the song Teen Spirit about your daughter, about family. Do you think that's one of the things that has kept you grounded and kept you focused?
Hands down. This is the only thing. My daughter and God. I mean, if I didn't have my daughter, I'd probably be deader in prison. I was wild and out of control. And I can tell you for sure I wouldn't be doing music. In fact, my daughter held me down enough to get me to settle down enough to write some music. I probably wouldn't even be writing anymore. I probably wouldn't even be doing anything music related. So definitely family is number one, God and family.
Well, I know your fans appreciate that. 18 Months is the mixtape that's out now. New music will be coming after this contract ends. So after October, we definitely want our listeners to be able to look for that. I want to, for those who are just hearing about you, Legacy, I want to talk about what you hope, you know, people are able to take away from this music and also from the message even of this conversation. When it comes to their own dreams and comes to what they love in life, you were able to discover music early for yourself and you've stayed with it. What would you say to them about the importance of discovering their own passion and sticking with it, no matter how difficult it might get?
Oh, man. Well, somebody told me, one of my old producers told me once, the heart always gets what it wants. And it's so true. I haven't always stuck with music. I've quit music for 2 years at a time sometimes. I've quit music for 6 months. It's so frustrating, especially when you do have so much passion for something. As rewarding as it is, as big as the rewards are, the letdowns are that big as well. So,
yeah.
You know, when you don't get those rewards, it's just like, oh, why am I wasting my time? And so then I'll try to go do something else. I mean, I was doing graphic design for a while, trying to be a square. And I did it for about 3 months, and I was like, oh, man, this is just so not me. And, I mean, there was a time that my entire studio got robbed, and I had no equipment. And at that point, I was like, I'm not going to do music anymore. And then next thing you know, I end up buying some MIDI board. I'm just going to make a couple beats. I just want to get this MIDI board to make any beats, but I'm not going to rap anymore. And then 2 months later, I got a full-on studio again, and I'm recording. And I don't even plan it. It just, like, happens. And
yeah.
So I think my advice to anybody would be, if it's something you really do love and you're passionate about, you're going to end up doing it. You're not going to be able to stay away from it. You might have your, you know, breaks from it, but you're going to end up going back to it no matter what. And I don't think it will any take any effort. Your body, your mind, and your heart are going to be somewhere. They're going to be drawn to things that have to do with those things that you love. So,
exactly.
Yeah, if you're really passionate about it, you can't be wanting it for the money and for the fame, because that is not enough to keep you passionate about anything.
That's a really good point, Legacy, and I think they needed to hear that from you, because you know, I mean, you know that the money and fame is not
Ooh,
enough.
Oh, Lord, do
I think.
Know.
Yeah, I mean, so that is something that they can take from someone who knows firsthand. I love that what you said, and I just tweeted it out after you said it, the heart always gets what it wants, and I think that is so true. It's almost like a relationship, you know, that,
yeah.
You know, you might take a break. But if that true love is there, you always are going back, and you guys will end up being together. And for you, that true love has been music, and so you've been able to come
yeah.
back to it and be able to do great things. Legacy, thank you so much for the time today. I really do appreciate it. Again, the mixtape is available right now. Legacy, let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you and how they can get the mixtape.
You guys, I'm on Twitter 24/7. It's an addiction, @Legacy, LEGAC. There's no Y, Legac. And you can get the mixtape on DatPiff. Just Google Legacy 18 Months, and it should pop up. And thank you for having me on the show. You're an awesome host, and I checked out your website, and it is on point.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Always great speaking to great people like you, Legacy. And I appreciate you being able to inspire someone, because I haven't believed that this conversation would do just that. There's someone who's out there who may have been at their breaking point, who may have, you know, wondered what's the point, what's the use of going on. And I think what you shared here, I think, is a great example as to why we should never give up, especially when it comes to something that we love. So thank you so much for being so honest and open and for sharing with us.
My pleasure.
All right, then. And we thank all of you for tuning in as well. And if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Legacy, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/conversationswithmusic. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, we actually have already sent the link out. So you can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. And we tagged Legacy on Twitter as well, so you can find her share easily there. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find on the left-hand side of your screen. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.